Madam Police. Health and Social Services will come to order at this point. It's now 1:30. We have every member present. Senators Marr, Senator Ellis, Senator Egan's, and also Senator Dyson, myself, Betty Davis as chair. We have one bill to come before us today. It is Senate Bill 5 of Denali Kid Care. There's no other bills to come before us today. I would hear that we have one person that wished to testify to this bill. Is there anybody in the audience that planned to testify to the bill? Because I closed out public testimony last time, but I will open it up because we do have somebody from the department that wants to speak. If there's anyone else that wants to testify, or is there anybody online?
Just two people available for questions.
What question and who are they?
I'm printing the list out right
now. Okay.
Randy Sweet and Jean Michelle.
Michelle, I know who's Sweet.
She works in Ledge Legal.
She
Randy
does.
Sweet.
Yeah, she's a draft drafter.
She's a draft also? Okay. There's no one else there. Mr. Sherwood, would you want to come up now?
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is John Sherwood with the Department of Health and Social Services, and I just wanted to briefly speak to two issues that came up in the last hearing, and I believe we provided the committee with a memo addressing them, but basically there were some questions about regulations defining therapeutic abortion. I wanted to be clear that the committee understood those regulations apply to the old General Leaf Medical Program, which hasn't been funded in about 13 years, and do not apply to the current payment of abortion under Denali Kid Care in the Medicaid program. Nothing in the court decisions would apply those regulations to our current coverage. The second item is a question that was asked about how we determine what is an abortion-related service, and you'll find a description of the process we go through. Very briefly, we pen claims based on the procedure codes involved, in other words, what's being done, and then we look at the procedure code, diagnosis code combination. If necessary, we may actually request medical records to review. I've talked to our staff. There's a wide range of possible combinations that we might consider. Not easy to summarize, but I think the significant point is just to confirm that the diagnosis codes for things like stillbirth, miscarriages, and other similar circumstances are not included when we count the abortion, when we look at the number of people served with abortion-related services.
All right.
And I'm available for any questions. Thank you.
Any questions? Yes, Senator Marr.
Thank you. Thank you for addressing those questions. I guess my question is, when was the last time we looked at the definition of medically necessary?
Through the chair, Senator Myers, I think the last time we did it in a formal process was around 2003. I wasn't involved, so I don't have a lot of specific recollection of it. Just in reviewing some of the materials, I think there was a bill introduced at one point to try and define it.
May I follow up?
Yes, you may.
I think the definition we saw last week, I don't have it here in front of me right now, it would seem pretty broad, pretty general, and I was just wondering if we could maybe narrow in on that a little bit, or if, and it's my understanding that there is no, I guess there's no requirement on the doctor's part to offer up the possibility of adoption. Or adoption services, or any counseling services along those lines.
through the chair, Senator Myers, with regard to your second question, no, we don't have any requirements that they certify they've done that. Your first question or reference to the broad definition, I think, and Ms. Crayley from the Department of Law is here if she wants to clarify, but basically my understanding of the case law is that when you use a definition of medical necessity, it needs to be somewhat neutral. It can't be substantially more restrictive for one kind of service or one kind of group than another kind of group. And while obviously different services may have different definitions of medical necessity, in terms of the specifics, we can't be, if you will, arbitrarily more restrictive for one kind of service than another.
Okay. Madam Chair, I already voiced this, my frustration with this, because I think this bill is destined for the same fate unless we can somehow address the concerns that the governor had by increasing this from 175 to 200%. We would also be increasing the number of abortions, potentially, and probably. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, it's certainly possible that we would expand access to state. Well, it's definite we would expand access to state-funded abortions by expanding the coverage as it now stands. I can't comment on the absolute number of abortions, but in terms of state funding of abortions, it's clear that it would expand the population who would have access to that.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Mr. Sherwood? None at this time, thanks. And we do have Jean Michelle and Randy Sweet online for questions if needed. It says United Way.
Yes.
Randy? Randy Sweet, are you there? You said you're here to ask the questions?
Closed hearing. I'm here to listen and just keep up on what's going on.
You did not wish to testify then?
No, ma'am.
All right, thank you. It's not a closed meeting, but I had closed down public testimony, but if there was someone there that wanted to testify, I was going to take them. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to testify to this bill? If not, we will open up now for discussion from the committee. I know what some of the concerns are, and it's a concern of mine that we moved the piece of legislation and we could be in the same spot that we were last year when the bill got to the governor's desk. He ended up vetoing it, even though he had said that he supported it up to the point that he called me 3-4 hours before he vetoed the bill to say that having further information, he felt that he couldn't support the bill and was going to veto it. I have talked with him on several occasions. I have talked with other staff members in the department. I've been assured that they are trying to come up with a solution to help convince the governor that it would be an okay thing for the bill to move forward. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I can't wait forever. I have this bill here in my committee. I'm ready to move the bill out of my committee into finance. That's the next committee or referral. I have no changes that I wish to make at this time. There are some other things that I have thought about, and we are discussing them, but I think they have to be a standalone bill and not a part of this particular bill. So it would be no need for me to hold the bill up to consider those things as a new CS. I prefer to let the bill go forward the way it is. I'm open for discussion or ideas from the committee at this time.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Senator Dyson?
Yeah, I appreciate your attitude about this. I wanted just to clear up something. One of the people who gave us written testimony last week intimated that, or inferred that, the governor had vetoed this for political reasons having to do with the race that was going on. And I just wanted to say that I'm quite sure that's not true. When this issue came before the cabinet, the governor was assured by the officials in the relevant department that there were no state funds going to finance elective abortions. But the governor had been presented with some research that had done that contradicted that. The governor sent the relevant executive to go and make sure, and the guy came back an hour and a half later or so and said, "I'm embarrassed. The research is true, and that there are these state-funded abortions," and indeed confirmed the statistical information that we have seen. So, in my understanding, what went on, that was a principled decision on the governor's part, not a politically motivated one. And I also understand very clearly from the governor's office that they've been really researching and trying to figure out a way out of this dilemma. And as I understood it, they're not optimistic that they're going to be able to find one under existing law and court cases, for what it's worth.
I appreciate your comments, and I will still wait for my answer to come back from the Commissioner of Health and Social Services. He has yet to do that. And what is the will of the body for is moving the bill out of the committee?
Bill Chair?
Yes.
I still do remain optimistic, and I hope that, with the short amount of time we still have left in the legislative session, that we'll come to some sort of a resolve of this issue. I would like to move Senate Bill 5/BU with attached fiscal notes and accompanying recommendations to the next committee of referral.
Is there an objection?
Object.
Would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Madam Chair.
Yes.
I don't know if the person objected wanted to speak to it, but I'd like to.
Well, if he made the objection and want to speak to it, then it's his privilege to do that now.
Okay. Well, if he doesn't, I'd like to.
You'd like to speak to his objection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I think that the Denali Kid Care and providing health insurance to low-income folks and pregnant women is a very valuable service. And because of that, I'm not going to agree with the objection of holding this bill, because I think there's enough good things that Denali Kid Care does that I think it should move forward, and I think we should continue the discussion. As you mentioned, you're having the discussion, and that's good, and I think we need to continue that. If the bill just simply sits here in committee, then the discussion would end, and I don't want to see that happen. I do want to see a resolution, though, to the concerns that I had brought up, and I think this bill does go at least to one other committee at Finance. So hopefully, before it reaches the Senate floor, we'll have that resolution. So,
any other comments? You still maintain your objection? Would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Egan?
Yes.
Senator Dyson?
No.
Senator Meyer?
Yes.
And Chair Davis?
Yes. So move, and you would put forth the document for us to sign. I really thank you for taking the time to come in, and we will keep you informed on the bill. It's not something that I won't share with you as we go forward on the bill, and thanks for your help.
Are we?
Yes, we don't have any other bills to come before. As soon as you get the bill signed, ready to go.